This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. The Pentagon says it has received a communication from EADS indicating the company might yet bid in the KCX tanker contract competition. And Bloomberg is reporting the Defense Department might extend the deadline. The Civil Air Patrol's weeks of preparation and drills for flooding in Minnesota and the Dakotas have, unfortunately, been needed. Lycoming has announced two new incentive programs for owners of engines in need of overhauls. One is worth up to $5,000, depending on engine family. Brad Hayden got VP stripes last week at Aspen Avionics. He's been with the company since it started and responsible for Aspen's branding and marketing messages. Susan Butler, whose book served as the basis for the screenplay for last year's movie Amelia, will moderate a luncheon discussion this Friday at Fantasy of Flight in Florida. The latest recipients of the FAA's Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award are three Kentucky aviators who received their awards at a dinner Saturday night at the Aviation Museum of Kentucky at Bluegrass Airport. Boeing announced on Friday it will accelerate the ramp-up of production of its 777 and 747, citing increasing customer demand in the recovering airplane market. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, says its members are being injured by oversized carry-ons, and a bill in Congress would make it TSA's job to make sure you can't bring one on the plane. And Norman Surplus is off on a trip to circumnavigate the globe in a yellow MT-03. That's an open cockpit gyroplane powered by a Rotax 914. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller tells us why power lines can become a hazard if we let them. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.